Good morning, Bubba. How do you sleep? Come here. I'm sleepy too. Yeah, it never feels like we got enough sleep. Why is that? Well, if somebody didn't go to bed so late every night. I guess it's equally my fault. Yeah. One of these days we'll go to sleep at a regular time. Yeah, I promise. It slept really good. Had a lot of dreams, weirdly enough. Yeah. I definitely had a nightmare. Then I had a good dream. I had a dream that you broke up with me. Yeah. I don't know, we were fighting. Like, it was a back and forth, and then you just, like, I don't know, you were like, I'm done with all of this. I know. Because it didn't seem like you in the dream, like all the things you were saying and doing, it didn't feel like you. I hated it. You felt so far away, like distant. No matter what I could say, I couldn't reach you. Yeah. I know. It was just a bad dream. I know we're good. I know we're good. It just. Yeah, that was the bad part. Well, funnily enough, like right after that, I had a dream that we had a kid. Yeah, it was a boy. It was like wild, because like you just gave birth, and then we came home. And then he was like a 3-month-old, like he wasn't a newborn, like he was crawling and stuff. So like time was like moving really quickly in the dream. Well, it's a dream, you know, like things aren't. Yeah, but we were laying in bed, and he was, like, in between us. I don't know, it felt really real. We were talking about a name, because we hadn't chosen a name yet. We were still back and forth, like, we couldn't decide. Yeah, we were, like, going down a list of names, and you were... Yeah, of course you wanted that name. I think you did argue that in the dream. I think so. I just remember his face. Yeah. I don't know, it felt really real. Maybe it's a sign, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird when you have those kind of dreams, you know? Because, like, when you think back on them, they're almost like memories, but they're not. Yeah. I wish I could give it to you. Yeah, I wish I could show you the dream. It was really cute. It was really, really cute. It reminded me that I do want to be a dad. Like, it just... I don't know, I go back and forth a lot. Our mother and I would be a good dad. Because parenting's hard. It just is. Like, if and when I bring someone into this world, like, I want to love them so much and do right by them. And, like, I want to be perfect. Like I want to be in, like, so many different things in life. Like, I want to be perfect. It's like one of those things I know that I will never be perfect at. Like, for as hard as I try, like, some way, somehow, I'm gonna fall short. Yeah. as a parent. Because my parents tried, you know, I know they did. I know, that's the worst part, like, for all your love and your trying, like, what if it's not enough, like, what if I can't, you know? I know you're afraid of the same thing. I think that's what everyone's afraid of when they have kids. Like, you're never gonna love something as much as you're gonna love your child. Everyone says that. The moment you have them, you're like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know what the depths of human love was until this moment. Because I love you so much. Like, I love you so incredibly much. Like, you are the stars, the moon, the earth. You are everything for me. You are my North Star. You are, like, without you, I don't know. I don't know what life is without you. And now imagining I'm going to love someone more than that is kind of terrifying. Because as hard as I try with you, I'm not perfect either. I know you're supposed to say that. You're my girlfriend. Of course you're going to say that I'm perfect. I'm not. I try my hardest. I try to be good enough for you. I think that's what we all want. Just to be good enough. Sometimes I want more than just good enough. Sometimes I just want perfection. Sometimes I'm just like, I know. And I gotta like cut that out of my brain. This need to be just, thank you for this, for these, for everything, for listening, for being here, for just laying on my chest, because it does make everything better. Yeah, in like a way I could just like never explain to you, like when you put your head on my chest and I just feel the weight of you on top of me, it just like, it's like it crushes all my anxiety. All the nervousness, all the, yeah. I just feel it going away. It's okay. I really appreciate you. More than you could imagine. I don't know. All my life I was told that I'm not allowed to be soft or have emotions, or like I can't cry. I'm not allowed to be, yeah, like I'm, as a man, I gotta be strong, you know, like I gotta be like this strong stoic figure constantly. Like I'm not allowed to have anything else. Like it's, I don't know, like you're teaching me. You are. That it's like safe to be soft. that I don't need to be hard all the time. And it's a lesson I'm still learning. But you're like the best teacher. So you don't punish me for feeling like this. Or like expressing my emotions. In fact, it's the opposite. You want to hear about them. Yeah, you don't want me to keep him down or bottle it up. You want me to talk. I don't know. I've never really had that before. Someone I could talk to about my feelings. Unless I was paying them a lot of money in an office. No, not really. I'd much rather talk to you anyway. Well, one, you make me feel safe. And two, I trust you. I trust you implicitly. I do, with everything. I trust you with my heart. That's like the most valuable thing I have. Yeah, it's the most valuable thing I have to give. I trust only you with that. You don't have to thank me. You earned it. Yeah. You really have. Thank you for loving me. What are you talking about? It's so easy to love you. Yeah, you're incredibly easy to love. Yeah, you're sweet and you're soft and you're wonderful. Are you kidding me? I'm like prickly and spiny and hard. Everything about me is trying to push people away. At some level, I think so, yeah. I think I'm afraid of getting close to people again. Yeah. Well, you broke down my walls. You did. You really did. I think that's why the dream of you breaking up with me was just like, yeah. I know it's never gonna happen. I know it's just a dream. Yeah, I know you had a dream about that like a couple months ago. And you woke up crying and I was like, no, I'd never do that. Because I'm never going anywhere, I'm not gonna leave you. Why would I leave the love of my life? Why would I do that? That makes zero sense. I'll always love you. I really will. I will forever love you. As long as there's breath in my lungs, I will love you. And even if there's no, even if it's gone, yeah, I will figure out a way. You're mine. I don't want anyone else. Why would I? How could I? How could I possibly? It's nice that it's a Sunday. Yeah, I don't have to go to work. We don't have to do anything. I like that a lot. I love you.